Chapter 106. Venice was a dream, and it flickered in back of their eyes as the ship left the port. The sounds of the water lapping against the canals, the shouting communication of the shopkeepers, and the light as it bathed everything in sepia, the unexpected flowers blooming from the omnipresent windows, the smells of the sea as they swept in from the south and the Mediterranean. Ron was learning that he had an eye for taking pictures. It hadn't really occurred to him before, but he knew a good photograph when he saw it. He knew that he might take the smiling pictures of Celeste here or there in front of this or that, but if they were alone, Celeste would pose, and that was a whole different thing for both of them. He had learned to find angles and light. He had learned to create composition in his photographs. He had done really well with butterflies, but told himself that everybody did well with butterflies. But he had taken pictures as they walked through Venice and slipped along the canals in gondolas, and he felt differently about them. He had decided that he wanted his pictures to be things that were looked at for themselves, not who was in them. Celeste could feel the excitement in St. Marco's Square at night when everything was lit and vibrant. Four or five bands played in turn, and sometimes in unison, and sometimes in competition, from the outdoor restaurants where people danced, laughed, ate, and sang. Connie was a little nervous about what it would be like on the water, but so far everything smelled, tasted, sounded, and looked so good that she could not imagine anything going wrong. There was hardly any rocking as they lay back in the sun on the deck. Steve was studying the map and watching the people pass. Ron and Celeste were friends. They had helped him convince Connie to go on this kind of trip. Celeste had saved him that money. Ron was funny, and he felt loyal. Steve said to Ron, "Take a look at Abercrombie." Ron looked from out over the rail and saw a pretty young girl with red hair down to her shoulders and happily bouncing breasts inside a cut-off t-shirt that read Abercrombie. He let his eyes travel downward, as he invariably wanted to do, and saw her bikini-clad bottom rolling in a decidedly delicious walk. Ron smiled. "She's a star." That's as far as that part of the communication had ever gotten between them. Nothing real personalized than that. It was easy and open, and the girls joined in. "I think we should scout out some Abercrombies of our own," said Connie. Celeste took off her glasses and grinned and looked around. She was all for that. They ordered drinks. The sun got hotter, and Connie and Celeste got rid of their cover-ups. Ron was happy taking mental photographs of the pretty people he saw walking by. "So, no scuba for you this time, babe," said Celeste. "Nope," said Ron. "This is a different kind of trip. I've wanted to see Greece forever. Walking on those islands will feel like a pilgrimage and a reunion for me." "What do you mean?" said Connie. "I've spent so much of my life reading stories that come from these places and teaching the lessons of the characters that were created by these writers. I want to see what they were feeling. I want to feel the sea air they wrote about. I want to imagine Odysseus is real." "Is he your favorite character from these stories?" said Connie. Ron had to think about that for a moment. A certain level of sophisticated snobbery among his circle of friends would have made such a question seem too common and not clever enough to be considered seriously. It was like What is your favorite flavor or color or song? It would be like asking Connie or Celeste what your favorite kind of Italian food was. Then it struck Ron that neither Connie nor Celeste would respond in a way that was other than sincere. There was something he could learn to do more of. "Yes, he is," said Ron. Ron laughed and leaned into the group. "He has no superpowers, only his wits." Connie nodded her head thoughtfully. Celeste said to Connie, "You've just been introduced to Mr. Tuck, the teacher." Ron looked up at Celeste a little astonished. When she'd said that, he felt a jolt.